buying, selling, and borrowing? Have it make dollars and cents. This is the Carrie Cardinal Show on 980 CJME.
And welcome to the Carrie Cardinal Show. Carrie, good to see you. How you been?
I'm well. How are you, Dave?
Good, thank you. I guess we got a bit of a milestone again, don't we?
It is. February marks 12 years of this show.
Wow, wow, wow.
12 years. I really almost can't believe it myself. You know, my boy was, mastering potty training at that time, and now we're practicing driving.
Oh, man.
Right? But, you know, the beauty part of it is the mortgages are something that most of us are needing over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And the advice that I can give and the money that we've saved and the stress that we've relieved, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you to you, Dave. Thank you to the listeners, and thank you to the friends and family and parents and aunties and uncles that share the Carrie Cardinal experience and have trusted me with their loved ones to set them up in homes and with mortgages over the past 12 years.
Hmm. You know, I'm just trying to imagine how many different people's lives you've touched over 12 years.
Yeah.
You know, where you've either done a refinance or you've got them into their first home, or maybe their second home as the family starts to grow. And it's amazing when you kind of stack up the actual time and you look at the number of people that you interact with and the number of people that have gotten Carrie Cardinal mortgages and where it's made a difference for them.
It has. And I recently, last week, talked to a client of mine from 2008. And when their name came through on the file, I thought, boy, that looks familiar. And I couldn't put a name to it because I didn't see or a picture to the name. But I called them and I said, your name looks awfully familiar. And he said, Carrie, that was in 2008.
Wow.
And I helped them with a mortgage, and he said, what you did for us in 2008, we've since moved. Would you help us in the Martinsville area? And I said, absolutely, I would love to. So the Carrie Cardinal mortgage goes far and wide. You know, I've done mortgages from coast to coast, lots of transfers through work transfers, RCMPs, all kinds of things like that. And the mortgage is not age discrimination. There's no age discrimination with my mortgages. There's, you know, I can do a mortgage pretty much wherever. And I just want to say thanks. Mm-hmm. You know, in 2012, I remember porting my mortgage because I had sold a property and bought a different one. I ported my mortgage and I got a 5-year fixed rate that I had left on that of 3.69%. Not bad, really.
At the time, yeah.
12 years ago, you know, we think, you know, that the rates were quite a bit higher. Now, I shop wholesale, not retail. So I paid 3.69%. Rates now, you're probably looking at 2% less. So this is huge opportunity for those that are looking for opportunity. But when I looked up what the Bank of Canada prime rate was at that time, it was 3%. And today the Bank of Canada prime is 2.45.
Wow.
So a lot of things change and some things don't. We've seen a lot of changes in the mortgage world. We've seen lots of rules. We've seen stress tests. We've seen slide backs. We've seen, you know, many things that have frustrated us over the years. And I've always had a lot of pride in taking the new changes and implementing them and rolling with the changes over the years. So I want to say, send your friends and family and continue to do that. And thank you for all that you've done to support me. You know, I think of being raised in Saskatchewan, Dave, born and raised here. I pride myself in supporting local businesses.
Mm.
And my boys have said that over the years. Mom, you know, you always try to support local. You know, before supporting local was kind of cool, right?
It was the thing, yeah.
Right? Absolutely. And when you get a Carrie Cardinal mortgage or you buy a house through me, you're supporting local. You're making a difference right in our community, right with, and I appreciate that. And my family appreciates that. So I just want to say from my heart, thank you. let's talk about saving money. Let's talk about mortgages and real estate, because I have so many stories and I get so many questions all the time. And I want to touch on some of that today to help. I know the weather right now isn't overly warm, but soon enough it's going to be spring. I know that it was Groundhog's Day. I missed whether or not the groundhog saw the shadow or didn't see the shadow. But what I do know is spring is coming. And always, as it is every year, the early bird always gets the worm. We have a low inventory right now in the market. Mm-hmm. So what's really important for my clients is to make sure that we're pre-qualified early and that we know our parameters so that when that property pops up on the market, we're on it and we can write an offer with confidence and we can roll ahead on that. So let's talk a little bit about that spring purchase, because it's so important to know your parameters.
Mm-hmm. You need to get things lined up so you can actually just go boom, boom, boom and make the dominoes fall.
How much can you afford?
Yeah.
How much money do you need down? I'm not a first-time home buyer anymore. This is a question I get all the time. I've already bought a house, so I am not a first-time home buyer. What happens to me? Do I need 10%? Do I need 20%? That's a myth. As long as you're going to be living in the house, you need 5% down up to the first $500,000. On top of that, you need 10%, more than $500,000. So down payments are always, you know, a challenge for most people. It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Saving money is hard. It's very hard. It's not easy for any of us. I come across people often that have these beautiful little nest eggs and they're really good savers. And more often than not, I come across more people that go, okay, we're trying to scrape together this down payment. I'm with you. I know that it's hard. So what you need for a down payment is the 5% of your purchase price. Where can it come from? RSPs are very popular this time of year. So the RSP deadline is coming on March the 1st. If you buy an RSP now, you get a tax deduction on it. You can have it in the RSP for 90 days and we can withdraw it under the home buyer's plan, the first time home buyer's plan. That's a beautiful program. I accessed that program when I bought my first house and it's a wonderful program. Down payment can also come from good old savings, you know, that hard work stuff that we put money aside, TFSAs. And the other popular transaction that we're seeing a lot of, that I'm seeing a lot of, is parents gifting.
Bank of mom and dad.
The bank of mom and dad. Now, the guidelines with that is that it's an immediate family member and the money doesn't have to be repaid. So if mom and dad are going to help you in buying your first home or second home or whatever, we can do a gift. So those are kind of the parameters. We need to see what you qualify for. So I want you to do an online app. We want to get the balls in motion so that we're ready to go. The other cool thing that I just want to say before we go to the break, Dave, is because rates are so low, you can buy a $400,000 house today with $20,000 down, and the mortgage payments are $1,600 a month.
Wow.
That's bang for your buck.
That is bang for your buck indeed. And again, with all the new guidelines and everything else that have been implemented over the last 12 years that we chatted about, you're up to date on it. I mean, that's, you know that stuff. The client doesn't need to come in and be fully prepared and armed with that. You walk them through it. And you go, here's what we need to do. Here's when we need to do it. Here's how we need to do it. Let's go. And that's the part I've always thought was brilliant about a Cary Cardinal Mortgage. Right about the break, we do need to take a bit of a break. We're going to be back. We have so much more to talk about, so much more to cover off. First stop should always be the website, carycardinal.com, carycardinal.com. Back with more right after this.
Mortgages to real estate and all the details in between. The Cary Cardinal Show on 980 CJME.
Welcome back to the Cary Cardinal Show. Of course, Cary Cardinal in the studio with me. 12th anniversary, by the way. 12 years we've been doing. You know, I think back. One of the things that I always loved about the way that you communicate with people is you tell stories. And the stories resonate with people, I think. And they go, oh, I can identify with that. Or I recognize that. Or, oh, I should talk to my niece, or I should talk to my nephew, or I should talk to my mom. And I think that when people see that and see the real life examples of how a Cary Cardinal mortgage makes a difference, that not only are they more likely to try to reach out, but they refer people to you. Like they say, this is who you need to call. And I think it's the stories. And I wouldn't even hazard a guess how many stories you've told over 12 years. Couldn't.
All kinds of stories. And I love stories because that's how I remember. Is through a story. My grandmother was a great storyteller, and my dad, also a very good storyteller. So I love bringing forth things that you can remember and how I've helped somebody else, hoping that maybe that you'll remember and it'll resonate with you and I can help you as well. With COVID and with all the changes that we've seen in the last year, Dave, I see a lot of kids tired of living with their parents, especially when we're all working from home.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of kids saying, okay, we're ready. And, you know, the parents are saying, here's 5%. Go find a place to live.
Cheaper than buying groceries for them half the time.
Yes. And, you know, with the cost of housing, you know, things are expensive, but there are some really good deals to be had. And with the interest rates being as low as they are, I worked out a condo scenario just the other day. Two-story condo would be great for a young couple or a single person or somebody that's starting a young family or has a family. Was a $240,000 townhouse condo, three bedrooms, had a detached garage, a finished basement. It was quite cute. Mm-hmm. $240,000. You need $12,000 to get into that. The mortgage payment is only $968 a month.
Wow.
So if they went to rent that, they're going to be paying more on rent. And so the beauty part of these rates being so low, Dave, is 5 years we can fix your payments. You can get a real good handle on the equity, on your budget, on everything, and get into your own place. So I've helped a lot of buyers get out of their parents' houses, or I've seen a lot of people that have outgrown their current space. You know, we're spending more time than ever in our houses.
Right.
And even I know that I have done some stuff over the last year saying, you know, I think I want to update this and I want to change this and I want to do that. The beauty part is we can roll that into a mortgage refinance if your mortgage is coming up for renewal and kind of get the renos, get the debts and all of that cleaned up. But I want to talk a little bit about a couple of the stories that I've seen in the last couple of weeks since I've been here last, and maybe they resonate with you. And I think this first one's really cool because I had dealt with a gentleman a couple of years ago. I did a mortgage a refinance for him, and he sent his friends over, and he was a bug to them. He said they told me, he kept on saying, have you called Cary Cardinal? Have you called? And they kept on saying, we haven't yet. We haven't. And finally they did. And this is what the story was. They had a mortgage on their property for $56,000. So they've paid off a good chunk of it. The payment on the mortgage was $1,275 a month. They wanted to buy another house, keep that property as a revenue property. So what we did is we refinanced the mortgage. So I rewrote that mortgage. It's coming up for renewal. We rewrote it, gave them $210,000, and I dropped the payment to $765 a month.
Wow.
So what ended up happening was we had $150,000 out of that property. They wanted a house that had a sunroom. They're wanting to retire in it, and they want the sunshine, and they want a sunroom. So we found a house with a sunroom. They put that money down against that property, and we set up a new mortgage. So what they're going to do is they're going to rent out the old house that they were paying $1,275 a month for. The new payment is $765. And then they took a new mortgage on the new house. Well, the new mortgage, the dream home mortgage, is less than their old mortgage payment.
Right.
So they're building equity in the rental property.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their equity out. They haven't had to sell a property. And now they're going to be enjoying the spring and the summer and the fall.
And the sunroom.
In the sunroom. So it's so, and when I met with them to sign the paperwork, they told me the story about their friend kind of being a little bit of a bug, and it made me chuckle. But they said, you being duly licensed has saved us so much back and forth. Yeah. And I didn't know that you were so knowledgeable on mortgage and real estate, and that you were able to just take it from one place to the next. And we could stand in the house and talk mortgage payments. We could talk real estate. We could go back and forth. And they said, we loved dealing with you because of the dual licensing. And I am dual licensed, so I am able to help you with the real estate side as well as the mortgage side. Because I've done mortgages for so long, Dave, I have a lot of mortgage clients, and I have a lot of clients that already have relationships with realtors. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great realtors in this city, wonderful professionals. If you already have a realtor and you still want to carry card and a mortgage, I'm still your girl.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
It's no problem at all. I send pre-approval letters every week to real estate agents in the city. You don't have to be my mortgage client and my real estate client, but I'm able to help you if you need help on both sides. Another scenario that I'm seeing a lot of, Dave, and I just thought when I was thinking about the show, I thought of actually three scenarios where I've recently had homes that are free and clear, so mortgages that are paid off, and people wanting to take lines of credit out on them for different purposes. If I'm going to take a line of credit, I need it to be at least $100,000. On a property that's free and clear. One client is going to go to the West Coast, and they're going to buy a retirement home, mm-hmm. and they don't want to sell their property just yet. They want to draw out the equity, keep the payments and the interest low, and have the flexibility when they need the money that they can draw it out. Done another one for investments, and I did another one for equity takeout for some farmland. So all kinds of different things. I want to tell a quick refi story because I also just did a refi. The gentleman was paying $1,435 a month, mortgage, debts, lines of credit. I dropped their mortgage payments to $710 a month, which ended up saving them $725 a month. So if you're sitting on equity and you're wanting to talk about a mortgage refinance, please give me a call or send me a message, because I'd love to chat with you how we can save some money.
First up, always the website, Kerry Cardinal, kerrycardinal.com. That's where you should go. It's kind of that first pit stop for you. And Kerry, 12 years.
It's, 12 years.
It's been
you
great.
You know, it's bittersweet, Dave, because 12 years and you're moving on to maybe a slower or busier life as you're moving on. And I'm sad to see you go. The Mortgage Show and the Kerry Cardinal Show will go on. And I want to thank you for being the voice of my brand and of the Kerry Cardinal Mortgage, and the gentle but effective listener that you've been over the years, and you've really helped shape my business.
You know, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for that. It really has been a pleasure. And I've learned so much. Like, I'm a little geeky that way, where I just like learning about things. And I look back about the conversations we've had over the last 12 years, and I'm amazed how much I've actually picked up and retained. And now someone will ask me a question, I'll go, oh, well, I remember Kerry said this, and Kerry said this, and, you know, you should go chat with her. And it's just been a pleasure, you know. It's just been absolutely wonderful experience. And I know Greg is going to step in. He's going to be amazing, a really good guy, like Greg. And he's going to take care of things for you. And, again, you stand alone. You know, you don't need any help. Trust me. It's been fun. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave.
You've been listening to the Kerry Cardinal Show.